Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the NV Pro Thursday morning call. My name is Corey Ringel. I have had the pleasure of being trained by Kelly and Jen for a very long time now, and I stay in touch with them almost every day, actually. I give them a call for something. So it's very nice to be able to hop on here and host this call. Something I have not done before, so I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to go pretty well. And I think Kelly and Jen would hate me if I didn't mention that you could also subscribe to this on anything, really, Google, iTunes, everything, and it would make them really happy. And I know they talk to me about that all the time, that they want more people listening to it, so that would be great. And thanks again. I think they're, you know, too hungover. I mean, busy in Vegas to host this today. They claim they're just very busy and it's early for them, but I don't know. They're in Vegas, so it's hard to say. Anyway, my name is Corey Ringel. I'm here in the Midwest. I work for a water treatment company here, and I'm actually a territory manager. And I have the pleasure of training a couple people below me right now. I'm utilizing Kelly and Jen every single day, like I said, and it's been a lot of fun. So I do sort of have a topic in mind today about staying organized and using time efficiently, that sort of stuff, because it's been a pretty big struggle for me when I first started, and I think it's a struggle for most people. But before that, I would like to start it off how we do every single week pretty much and just ask if there's anything anybody wants to talk about first, anything they learned, anything, any questions they have, questions for me maybe that might be good to say on this platform, anything like that. If anyone wants to speak up, feel free. I actually had something that I wanted to talk about before we dig into our topic here, and I wanted to get your guys' opinions on, especially I think Stacy and Joan might be able to help me with this one a lot. And, basically something that happened to me last week was, I'll explain the whole situation. About 6 months ago, I went out to a gentleman's house. Small town, middle of nowhere, municipal water, but the municipal water is not the greatest kind of tough water to treat, but mostly just very hard water, just caking up on all their appliances, all that sort of stuff. So I was out there, I was talking to the gentleman, and going through the full presentation, all that sort of stuff, asking him what his concerns were. At that time, he said his concerns were that it was gunking up on his toilet, the calcium buildup. There was some ferrous iron. It was all over his appliances. It was very clear that he was more concerned about the water that goes on him over the water that goes inside of him. I explained everything, went through all the tests, gave him the options of what we can offer, basically gave him the option of reverse osmosis as well as softening system to take care of the hardness in the house, to protect his appliances. He was very happy with that. Asked him at the time, he just wanted the softener. Made it clear to him that, that's only addressing the water that goes on you, not so much the water that goes in you. At the time, he was very, very understanding of that. So we installed a softener. He was extremely happy. Flash forward about 2 or 3 months. He called in for a service and said he doesn't think it's his softener's been doing anything. We went out there, service went out there, found out that it was bridged at the bottom of the tank there. There was some bridging. I think it was from the old salt that they might have put in at that time. They probably dumped old salt from the old softener or something like that into the bottom, and it ended up bridging a little bit. So service guy totally fixed it. Did a great job, exactly how you're supposed to, and it was using salt again. But this customer was very unhappy about that. He said he's had this for this long, and it hasn't done anything for him. And which the service guy kind of did a great job explaining that, yes, it was bridged, wasn't working as it was properly, you know, as it was supposed to. And that moving forward, we think it's going to be fine. He's still unhappy. He gave me a call. Let me know how unhappy he was, as customers sometimes tend to do. And so I basically told him the same thing, that, you know, let's give it some time. We agreed to give it a few weeks, see how it reacted with his tank and everything, see how it felt, how the water was doing for him, and trying to make him feel like he invested in a very good solution and not a solution that's not going to work for him. At that time, he also told me he only wanted something for drinking water. He didn't care about the water that goes on his appliances and everything. So switching up his story a little bit, claiming that it's been a full year since it was installed. It was installed 5 months ago. So my point of saying that is I think there's a little bit of possibly some old age factors also involved in this. But at the moment, he's very unhappy. Gave him a call 2 or 3 weeks later, and just to check up on him, make sure he was okay with everything he had. And he still says it's a piece of junk. It's not working for him. So currently, I plan on going out there personally, just checking the water for him, making sure the softener's not bridged, making sure it's doing what it's supposed to do. And explain, not so much explain, but try to show him the difference between the untreated water, again, versus the treated water. Make him feel like he did invest in a very good solution. And he's on city water. I mean, water's potable. It's okay water. I think there's other options for him if he doesn't want to invest in the drinking water. But maybe just refresh his memory of what happened. Do you guys have any advice for me when I go back out there for this extra follow-up? What maybe I could say to him to ease his worries a little bit, kind of restore some faith in the company? That sort of thing. If any advice, I would appreciate it, because I need it on this particular one.
I always find that it's nice. It works well if you kind of bite the bullet, and even though you know you're correct, apologize. I am so sorry you misunderstood. This was our conversation, so this is what I took from it. And typically when you apologize, they start backing down normally.
Sure.
They just want to feel heard. And we've all gone through it. I had a guy once that was called in upset to the office that I hadn't returned his call on scheduling his installation. Mm. And I'd actually called and left 3 messages.
Yep.
So when he calls in complaints. So I go out there to get the paperwork signed. Because he needed a security deposit for his rental. So I walked in the door. I said, I am so sorry that I wasn't able to get in touch. He said, oh, never mind. No, I found him. I'd just been deleting the calls, not realizing who it was.
Oh, gotcha.
But I walked in apologizing. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I didn't get in touch with you. And he's like, but by the time he realized, but it was still the apology, and that disarms them.
I think that's great advice, actually, because the last thing I want is to create a power struggle with this individual, right? I don't want
exactly.
It to be me versus him, company versus him at all. I want to completely avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was talking to him on the phone, he was getting heated, and it was getting to that point. So I want to go out there in person, you know, and I think that's important to have empathy, though. To.
Exactly.
I've done that a couple other times, you know, just say, you know, I'm really sorry. I if I were you, I'd be frustrated as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think going out there personally, him seeing me again, knowing that the person that sold him this equipment is going out there, I think that's going to help a lot. And it's going to instill a lot of confidence in the company. So hopefully that works out for me. Any other advice? Anything I can?
My other question was, with this one being on, you know, rather bad water, had you done a follow-up call to test the water afterwards?
Yes. Yep. I did. 2 weeks after it was installed, I went. Everything was working fine.
Terrific.
So
yeah.
Sometime after those, you know, that 2 weeks, it started bridging up in the tank. What the service guy told me was that they basically, you know, there's only two of them in the house. They're not going through a lot of water at all. So
exactly.
Sitting in that tank for a long time. And I think I think it's important also, you know, if there's any service people listening, as well as sales, everyone, the way you explain, I think, is incredibly important, because in this particular situation, I think the service guy said that they're not going through enough salt, so the system's not working properly. Now, what's in the customer's head is that the system's never going to work properly and that it's not the right system for them, when in reality, it might just be a short-term problem that we can adjust and fix some things. We can set the softener to regenerate every few weeks if we have to, something like that. So, yeah, I think that's good advice. I'm definitely going to use that as I go back out here. Hopefully it's more positive. Maybe I'll have an update on next week, next week's call, because it's something that threw me off. He was very, very happy at first, and then it kind of went downhill from there. So it doesn't usually happen, but it's something, you know, it happens. I know it happens to everyone. So just something to work through. The other thing that I did want to talk about before going into our topic is a second thing that happened to me this week. I guess it's more of a realization. I've been getting more involved with Home Builders Association and Chamber of Commerce, going to events at least once a week. They have an event here, and where I'm currently at, and it's been pretty awesome. At first, it was daunting. You know, it was tough to go in there as the new person, and everyone's kind of clicky. You know, it's not a huge city by any means, so everyone's pretty clicky. They've got their groups already, and it was tough to get in there. But now that we've been going and just showing our face, even without talking a whole lot, just, you know, casually introducing ourselves to people, letting people know that we're showing up, I'm starting to notice the web of connections that everyone has. I'll be talking to one guy, and he knows this other guy over here that I just happened to talk to at the Chamber event yesterday. Everything's sort of connected. And it was just, it really hit me. It made it real, because I know Kelly and Jen talk about it all the time. Activity makes productivity, get involved, that sort of stuff. But once you actually do it, and once it actually clicks, it opens the door for so much opportunity. So it's just something that, a realization I had. You know, for a long time, my particular company wasn't going to these events. And now I'm going to every single one, and they're starting to see me as the water treatment professional in the community, myself and my coworker who's going with me. They're seeing us as a team, and it really shows that we mean business here. And I think it just makes a huge difference. So just a realization I had. Now we'll kind of go into our topic, which is staying organized. And I wanted, when Jen and Kelly asked me to host, I was thinking for a long time about what I wanted this to be for, you know, what I wanted the theme to be. And I was thinking about my biggest frustration when I first started, and I think the frustration for everyone when they first start, and I think a reason why a lot of people don't make it in any sort, you know, whether it's a sales position or anything like that, you have to stay organized. And I think that if you don't, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be spending way too much time on things that don't matter, too much time trying to stay organized and not enough time actually out there working. I think just staying organized in general can be a task in and of itself. And any sort of way to minimize that is better. And I think it truly gets a lot of people overwhelmed and just makes them want to leave. it was definitely my biggest frustration and something I had to work through to this point where I'm at now, where I feel like I'm very organized. So how I kind of do it, I'll kind of a few different parts here. I want to explain sort of what I feel needs to be organized in this job, how I organize it, and then I want to hear how other people stay organized too. I think it's important to, there's two different ways, I mean, more than two different ways, but really there's an electronic way versus a paper way in my mind. And I recently moved everything to electronic. So I do want to show how I did that. It's made my life 10 times easier. And it makes it so much more efficient. So if you think of anything else, that any part of the job that you feel like needs to be organized, just say something. But I've got a few examples here. The way our particular office works is we have a system, a computer-based system, to keep customer files. That tells them, what current equipment they have, their rate, if it's a rental, just where they live, simple information like that. Every single customer we've helped, dating back to the 80s and 70s, we have a record of all that information. That also keeps track of the equipment in the home, that sort of stuff, the billing information, everything the office might need. What that does not do a great job of is tracking on my end, on the salesperson, the territory manager's end. It's hard for me to look back and find everyone that I've helped, in August, everyone I need to do a 3-month phone call on. I always do 3 months after they buy or rent anything. I send them a letter at 3 months stating that I'm still here for them. If they have any questions, they can call me. 6 months later, I actually give them a phone call and make sure they're still happy with their investment. My biggest thing is making sure you never leave a customer behind. You want to touch base with them again. You want to stay in touch with them. Taking care of your past customers is a great way of getting new customers, getting referrals. Why would they? I bought my car, and the car salesman has never talked to me again. Not that I want him to, but if he did, it would really say something about the company I bought the car from. So I needed a way to look through all these people I've helped, to organize it so that 3 months down the line I can just generate a list, give them a call. 6 months down, 2 years, however long it might be. When I got to where I helped about 50, 60 people, I was doing it all on paper, and I got very overwhelmed. I'm not a paper guy. I'm in my mid-20s. I grew up on computers. I just couldn't do the paper. So I had to find a different way. My solution was, I looked into CRMs. Kelly talks about in his book the CRM he used. So I was looking at through his book. That one's not really available. Salesforce is great. It's a fantastic product, just not exactly what I was looking for. I just wanted something simple I didn't have to pay for. We already have a CRM for the company. It just doesn't do a job that I wanted it to. So what I did was I utilized Google Sheets, and basically it's Excel, and I organized the top of the sheet so I could filter each column. So on one column, I don't keep customers' personal information, but I do keep just basic information, so their names, if they have a softener or reverse osmosis, the date that they purchased from me, my last follow-up, that sort of stuff, and I can filter. So I can really easy, in 5 seconds, I have a list of hundreds of people, everyone I've helped, whether it's a current customer check, whether it's a purchase or rent, whether it was lost, anything like that. I can just sort, and I can click everyone from August of 2018. And it'll pull up automatically everyone I've helped. So I know those are the people I need to do my calls on for this month. Those 30, 40 people, I can separate it out 5 a day or 5 a week, whatever, and call them to check up on them, make sure they're still happy. that's how I decided was best, and that has worked so well. I put all their information still in our company system, and I also just – I kind of double up, and I have my personal way of keeping track of them as well. And it has no information in there other than just, you know, a way for me to know who I need to call them and when. So I guess my question for others, I know Stacy and Greg, we were talking about this earlier, there's a difference. I think it stresses people out sometimes, the computer versus paper. So I do want to hear if anyone has any examples of how they stay organized with their information and for computer versus paper. I want to hear some ways to do it where you could do it with paper and make it efficient where you don't have to carry an office around with you everywhere you go. So Stacy, I know we were talking about something. How I'm curious on how you stay organized on your end.
I'm very computer oriented also, so I actually use an Excel file for tracking customers, emails, things like that. Yeah, the office has different systems, but we actually have the system for basically our leads and our sales, and then we have the system for the actual customers. We are in the process of switching to a new system. We go online, I think, in November, that everything's going to be combined together. And we'll actually have tablets in the cars with us that will keep it all organized, which would be nice because now I have to be on an actual laptop to be able to pull up a customer because it's a software program computer to see what they
added. Yeah, we've had the same struggle.
So I basically keep things tracked on Excel. The other thing that I also keep record of that most people do not is in our office, we always take pictures pre-install. So the service guys have pictures to make sure they've got all the fittings they need if there's anything, so they know what they're going into. They also email us photos of the post-install. So I keep track of and save all those photos on my work computer in files. That way if anything ever comes up or they call and they have questions, I can pull those files up of their install and take a look at it to refresh my memory.
Oh, that's awesome.
I also, the thing I do is on my Google Calendar, which is what we track all our appointments on in the office, that's what they schedule us on, I go in the notes section and put in like their hardness, their grains, and any little notes to help me remember them. Because people will call back, even when they don't purchase now, they'll call back 6 months to a year from now. And if you can pull up something that triggers your memory and you say something and they feel like you remembered them, they are over the moon. So it's just keeping records in my Google Calendar. Now, I do know a rep that she keeps everything. She has a calendar book. She writes everything down in that, and they're more of a low-tech office, but she did that when she was in our office also. She'd just transfer everything from the Google Calendar to her book, and that way she always had it. She always knew what was going on, and she carries a file in her car of basically all the contracts month by month for the past year. That way she can go back in and she pulls out her Tickler file. She pulls out that file every, 3 months or so and makes phone calls.
Gotcha. So a little more of a paper way to do it over.
She's much more paper-based. And she just keeps one of those little small file boxes in her car.
Sure.
And just keeps every month. She's got a file for January, February, for each year, and then she just pulls them back. She doesn't carry a whole bunch, but basically for the past year.
Yeah, so she knows, each month she needs to look 3-4 months back, however she chooses to organize it and call those people, check up on them, something along those lines. Okay.
And she's been in this business, she's probably 12 years now.
Because
she's who helped train me, and she was probably 5 or 6 years in at that point in time.
Sure. Interesting. That reminds me, actually, of something I forgot to mention, which you might be interested in, Stacey. I was a calendar. I was using a paper calendar, and I said, why am I doing this? And I switched everything to Google. So I use Google Calendar as well. I also started using what's called Google Tasks. I love Google Tasks. Every day I have a huge task list of things I need to get done. What Google Tasks allows me to do is I can not only put things on my calendar if I have a task to do at a certain time, but it'll also keep track of my old tasks. You know, if I missed a task yesterday, I can go back and see it. I can look forward to see a task that I set 3 months ago that I have to do, you know, in a week. And it shows up at the top of my Google Calendar. There's just a little section that says today's tasks. And it's pretty great. I've switched everything so I can do it all on my phone.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it might be worth looking into. I mean, you know, it helps me a lot. It's really, I can just say, okay, Google, and I can input a task without taking my hand off the wheel.
Terrific. So, oh, hold on, let's look at even more from Google, because I'm looking on my Google page.
Yeah, it should be, I don't know if it's an add-on or an ex, you know, it's a, but it's a Google app, and it's very easy. I know Greg uses it too. Greg, do you find it useful? Are you still using it, or do you like it?
Yeah. There again, I'm kind of the older gentleman here, and actually new to sales. So my whole life, I've just kind of been a paper guy. But you've been kind of showing me the Google and calendar and task and spreadsheets and stuff like that. And yeah, it's definitely helping. It's going to take probably a little time. I still have to do the post-it notes just so I have it. But yeah, it's helping a lot.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of time to get used to, but now that I'm, you know, fully doing it, I don't have to really bring it. I can access it from any computer. Even, you know, Excel, unless it's on OneDrive or something like that, you can't access it from any computer. With Google Sheets, anytime I log into my Gmail, I can see my Google Sheet. So I have a personal computer, an office computer. I don't have to bring anything with me as far as that stuff goes. So I like that a lot.
That being said, it is...
Yeah, your phone and tablet, everything.
Yep, exactly.
It is an app that I just downloaded.
Okay.
So we'll check into it. But for me, I do use Microsoft OneDrive. I save everything I do, any contracts, all that stuff on my OneDrive. That way I can pull them up from home or from work or from my iPad. That's actually how when I get a new laptop at work, I transferred everything from the old one via OneDrive to the new one. Just saved it on OneDrive and then pulled it back off on things that I don't need to have on OneDrive, but moved it all to the new laptop with easy. So, but yeah, I'll check into this tasks. Hello?
Did everybody leave us?
I got cut off at right
yeah,
at 8 o'clock.
Like,
it was here.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking, oh, man. Kelly wanted him to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Hey, you still there, guys? It kicked me off. I knew this was going to happen right when I started recording. It would kick me off today.
And it kicked me. It kicked everybody off.
Yeah.
Oh, did it? Oh, interesting. It still says it's recording, so this will be a fun one when people listen to it on a podcast.
Exactly.
Anyway, did I cut you off? Or I guess I didn't. The app cut you off?
So I was saying
we're
that
pretty much out of time.
I use OneDrive to save basically everything so I can pull it up from work. I can pull it up at home. I can pull it up on my iPad when I'm on the road.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. You know, the thing with OneDrive versus Google Sheets is they're very, very similar. So, anyway, I think we're pretty much up. I hope this was useful for people. If not, I apologize. You can hear Kelly's same jokes next week, as he always does. So, I'm glad to have had this opportunity to host, and thanks for sticking around, guys. Even though it kicked us off, I think we all got back on. So,
yep.
All right, everyone, have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah.